Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Youth leader Solomon Madzore of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to spend another 7 days in detention, though a Bindura magistrate had granted him bail on charges of insulting President Robert Mugabe.
He's facing charges under Section 33 of the Criminal Code of undermining the office of the president or insulting the president. The state indicated that it was opposing bail, so we made lengthy submissions in the application for bail.
President Robert Mugabe urges African countries to address their own security challenges, warning they should refrain from over-relying on Western donors to avoid what he says is external interference in the continent's issues.
Situations really differ from country to country. Further up north, there is a real threat of Muslim fundamentalism, which means that a country in North or West Africa needs to be a bit cautious how they handle, you know, extremist behavior.
And the health ministry and its partners in the HIV/AIDS sector worried by the low uptake of the male circumcision initiative as it targets 3 million men by 2015.
Leader Solomon Madzore of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai will spend another 7 days in prison after the state invoked a section of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act following the granting of his bail application by a Bindura magistrate on charges of insulting President Robert Mugabe. Correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details.
The prosecution team, led by Munyaradzi Mataranyika, invoked Section 121 of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act after Magistrate Elisha Chingano had ordered Madzore to deposit $100 in bail money on charges of undermining the authority of the president. Madzore's lawyer, Charles Kwaramba, confirms the development.
Well, yes, we appeared in court. As you may know, Solomon Madzore, the president of the Youth Assembly of the MDC Party, is facing charges under Section 33 of the Criminal Code of undermining the office of the president or insulting the president. So we appeared today at Bindura Magistrate's Court before a magistrate called Elisha Singano, and the state indicated that it was opposing bail. So we made lengthy submissions in the application for bail just to deal with the silly things that the state was raising.
In his bail submissions, Kwaramba said Madzore was a good candidate for bail because he did not abscond trial on a more serious charge of allegedly murdering Police Inspector Petros Muteza in May 2011 after he was freed on bail. Despite the murder charge, Kwaramba said his client returned to Zimbabwe after he applied for the release of his passport to enable him to travel to Netherlands and Denmark while on bail on the murder charge. But Mataranyika opposed bail, insisting that the MDCT youth leader was a flight risk. However, Magistrate Chingano ordered the activist to deposit $100 with the clerk of court and not to interfere with witnesses before the state invocation of Section 121. Kwaramba said the magistrate urged politicians to seek support in respectful ways as the nation prepares for elections expected to be called sometime this year.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, the court granted bail. It indicated that it didn't believe that Mr. Madzore had any, there's any reason why he should not be granted bail. In fact, although in passing he did warn political leaders to avoid saying things that are potentially harmful to others and to stick to persuasive language, that is what he indicated. So when bail was granted, the prosecutor then rose to his feet as usual and indicated that he was invoking Section 121 of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act.
Madzore was arrested in Harare last Thursday and taken to Bindura for further questioning before being charged with insulting Mr. Mugabe. He is alleged to have called the president a limping donkey, but the politician is denying the charges. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.